story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. You know the old saying about not looking a gift horse in the mouth, but still, when it's not an outright gift, and there are certain elements that aren't too clear, a few questions are in order. Some of these questions occurred to Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, and to Nettie last night when Nettie's young wife, Hope, announced that she had just bought him the garage over at Somerville. And there are several additional questions in their minds now as Ruth and Nettie drive back to Glen Falls after looking the garage over.
So, you really do like it, huh, Ruth?
Why, yes, Nettie. I certainly can't pose as an expert. I don't know anything about the facilities and the equipment, but everything did seem in very good shape, and the location is certainly good.
Oh, I'm not worried about the equipment. Of course, it could stand a little cleaning up.
You're not worried about being able to handle it, are you, Nettie?
Oh, no, Ruth. After all, I've had a lot of experience working at the gas station. I've been doing quite a lot of the ordering lately. I can handle most of the minor repairs. No, I'm not worried about that end of it, being on my own. In fact, I'm kind of excited about it.
But you are a little worried about something.
Well, not worried exactly, but there are a couple of things that have been bothering me just a little. Like how Hope was able to swing the deal and where the money came from.
But you know where it came from, Nettie. Hope told you. She inherited it.
Yes, I know, but look, just all worked out so kind of funny. Getting the money from an uncle I never heard of. Right when we thought the whole thing was finished, when we'd heard that the garage had been sold. And another thing, the amount of the money. She said she'd inherited $5,000. Well, Brooks wanted $9,000 for the garage.
Maybe Frank was able to arrange something there, Nettie. $5,000 down and the rest to be paid off.
Yeah. I guess I ought to ask him about it. Just what the terms are. I guess that's what's really bothering me, Ruth. The fact that Frank had so much to do with the whole deal, that he arranged the whole thing.
The fact that he had so much to do with it, or that Hope went to him?
Yeah, both.
That's not fair, Nettie. Hope wanted to do something for you, get the garage for you. And she went to the one person she thought could help her, the one businessman she knew.
I suppose that's true. I suppose I should be grateful to him. If this whole garage deal does work out, it'll be because of him getting it for us after it had been sold once. Ruth, I told Hope I'd stop off at the register office today and thank him for everything. I was going to stop off there now as soon as we got into town. Would you come there with me?
To Frank's office? Why, Nettie?
I don't know. I just like you to. It would make things kind of easier for me.
Well, I don't know why, Nettie. In some ways, I think it would make things even more difficult, but... Well, if you want me to... All right, Nettie. I will come with you.
Come in.
Hello, Frank.
Why, hello, Nettie. Well, Ruth.
Well, this is a surprise.
How are you, Frank?
Why, I'm fine, Ruth, just fine. Well, this really is an occasion, isn't it?
It has been quite a long time.
Very long. Much too long. Now, if John were only here, we'd all be together. The whole family, wouldn't we? Well, sit down, won't you, both of you?
Oh, thanks, Frank. Well, I know how busy you are, and we're not going to stay very long. What I came here for was to thank you.
For what, Nettie?
For everything you did for us, for Hope and me. Handling the deal on that garage over at Somerville for us.
Oh, that. Well, there was nothing much to it. I was very happy that I could do something, Nettie.
Well, it may not have seemed like much to you, but I think it was a lot. Finding the guy that bought it and getting him to sell. I know darn well I couldn't have done it. I just wanted you to know I appreciate it very much.
Well, Nettie, I'm touched. I really am. I think your coming here this way shows a great deal of character. Don't you, Ruth?
Yes, Frank, I do.
Well, what's right is right. I told Hope I'd come and thank you, and I have. But, Frank, there are just a few things I don't understand.
Oh? For instance?
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 For instance, the amount of money. Old Brooks wanted $9,000 for the garage. Cash. All Hope got was $5,000. Now, where did the other four come from?
Well, the new owner, the one you bought it from, was perfectly willing to take only $5,000 in cash and a note for the balance.
Well, who was the new owner? And why was he willing to sell after he had just bought the garage?
What's the difference, Nettie? After all, you're the owner now. Everything else is unimportant. Besides, well, if you are interested in details, why don't you ask Hope? She knows all about it.
Yeah. I guess I can ask her. And I better be running along. Are you coming, Ruth?
I don't think so, Nettie. If Frank has the time, I'd like to stay for a few minutes and talk to him.
Well, of course, Ruth. I'd be delighted.
Okay. Thanks again, Frank. Very much. And maybe we'll be seeing you.
I hope so, Nettie. And soon. He's a fine boy, Ruth. He really is. You must be very proud of him.
I am.
How's Richard?
Very well. Frank, I've known you for a long time, and I think I know you rather well. That's why I'd like to know why you're doing all this.
All what, Ruth?
Helping Nettie the way you have been.
Well, why shouldn't I help him? Even though none of you have been particularly friendly to me, he is my nephew. Why must you imply that I have some secret motive?
I'm not implying anything, Frank. I just asked a question.
But just the same, that's what you have in mind. Not that I blame you, Ruth. You'd have a perfect right to be suspicious of anyone whose name was Wayne after what my brother John did to you.
Do you really think that has anything to do with it, Frank? Anything that's happened between John and me?
Well, no, Ruth, not directly, but I can imagine the nervous strain you've been under, especially now that Diane Carville's gone to New York after John. I'm sorry, Ruth. I don't suppose I should have said that.
It doesn't matter. None of this does. I thought if I stayed, talked to you, well, that doesn't matter either. If you did everything you've done out of a sincere desire to help Nettie, Frank, then I'd like to thank you, too, for all of us. And if you didn't, if you've got something else in mind, well, we'll see.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. And now let's go to New York, to the small apartment on Washington Square where John Wayne has been staying. Fred Davis, John's young friend, has just left the apartment and is walking across the park when he sees Diane coming towards him.
What?
Oh, hello. Mr. Davis, isn't it?
Yes. I'm surprised you remember me. Surprised and pleased. After all, we only met once, that day at the hotel when you were looking for Dr. Wayne.
Well, I don't know so many people in New York that I have trouble keeping track of them.
Oh, yes. Well, I suppose you're on your way over to see the doctor now?
Well, yes, I am.
Well, I can save you a trip. He's not in.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, I was just there myself. But if you'd like to wait around down here, try again a little later. Well, there are a couple of pretty nice outdoor cafes just up Fifth Avenue. We could have a drink or something.
That's awfully nice of you, Mr. Davis, but I think I'll just walk around a little.
Would you mind if I walk with you?
Why, all right.
Fine. Yeah, I kind of hope. I thought you might be coming back to the hotel if you we're staying in New York. It's pretty hard to get rooms anyplace these days, but, well, a friend of Dr. Wayne's, I could have fixed that up.
I probably would have come back if I'd thought of it. But as it is, I'm pretty well settled now.
Oh, really? Where are you staying?
At the Riverside Hospital.
At the Riverside Hospital? What are you doing there?
Working there. I'm a nurse.
Oh, I didn't know that. Gee, that's wonderful.
What's wonderful about it?
Well, doing that kind of work, helping people. You know, it must give you a lot of satisfaction. Make you feel as if you were a really useful citizen.
It doesn't. Just happens to be something I can do.
You know, I don't think I've ever met anyone quite like you before.
You're a very lucky young man.
No, but I mean it. Now, most women, well, it's only natural for them to brag about themselves a little, what they're doing, all that. But you, well, you are what you are. And you're completely honest. You say just what you think.
Sometimes that makes it just a little difficult for other people, Mr. Davis.
Well, I like it. Do you have very much free time from the hospital?
No, not very much.
But if I called you there sometime, would you go out with me? Well, there are an awful lot of things we could do that would be fun. Stadium concerts, if you like music.
Mr. Davis, you said before that you liked my being honest.
Well, yes, I did.
Well, then I'm going to be honest again. In fact, very blunt. Forget about me. Forget about me for good.
A little startled, Fred Davis looks at Diane. And if it registers with her at all, if she's even aware that she's walking with him, she must realize that she said just the wrong thing. That what she said is going to make him more interested in her than ever. Now, a message from our sponsor. Join us next week on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.